The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You guys have all been to a party where you meet someone and then you have a powerful connection. And yeah, you know that they may be the love of your life, right?
Maybe if you've had like 12 drinks. You know about the love of your life.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm moving 92.5. Your second date update. Today, we're talking to Anna. Anna emailed in. How are you, Anna?
I'm good. How are you both?
Good. Now, your email piqued our interest because it said that you had a powerful connection with a guy at a friend's going away party. Mm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I thought that I did. I went 2 weeks ago to a going away party for one of my friends. She's moving to New York. And within 5 minutes of being at the party, I met this really nice guy named James. And we kind of just had that magical all-night hangout that you see in the movies. We just were by each other's side all night and playing board games and just showing each other tons of iPhone pictures with each other. And
showing each other iPhone pictures of each other? Like, yeah, what kind of pictures are we talking about here?
Okay, pervs. I'm guessing they weren't nudies, were they?
No. Okay. Just, you know, like family and your, yeah, you know, dog and mm-hmm, all that stuff. And then we kind of took a bunch of funny pictures with each other.
Had you met him before through these friends, or is this the first time you met him?
He was someone that another friend invited, and his friend was busy talking to someone else, so we just kind of buddied up all night because I didn't know a lot of people at the party either, and we just got along so well and, you know, shared a couple kisses.
Oh, you did? That's what I was going to ask, how physical this got, and what happened after you guys kissed?
You know, we just were kind of laughing, and it was really sweet. It wasn't like,
it was,
you know,
cute,
crazy animal makeout.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, I have a crush on you, really sweet kind of stuff.
How long did you guys hang out for?
Here at the party for probably 4 hours.
Ooh.
3 or 4 hours. I mean, obviously we didn't go out and have a date out in public, but it kind of felt like a date.
Sounds like you thought you would at least get a second date out of it or see him again,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah, I mean, this happens to lots of my girlfriends, and you think, like, oh, they must be exaggerating. But at the end of the night,
yeah,
we exchanged phone numbers, and he said, I'll call you. And I was just so excited for days. I just thought, this, you know, this, I'm not going to say, oh, this is it. But it was,
right,
definitely, I felt like it was something that would go.
So how did it end at the end of the night? He just kissed you and said goodbye, and that was it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was just kind of sad to see him go. I thought we would kind of leave the party and, you know, go get ice cream or go, you know, get a drink or something.
I think that's cute.
Ice cream at 2 a.m. I love it.
Of course Lydia thinks it's, hey, cute.
Have you tried to get a hold of him?
I wanted to, but the old-fashioned kind of nature in me a little bit was just kind of leaving it open to him, and I haven't heard from him, and it really bummed me out. I think I get frustrated and angry at the way men handle, you know, they shouldn't be loving and, you know, hang out all night if,
right,
they don't want to go on a second date. It's like, why, you know, why would you waste time with that? So I thought,
why,
maybe you guys could help me out.
You sound fairly invested in this already. Are you going to be, like, totally devastated if this guy just doesn't like you?
No, I don't think I will. I just need to know.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I just want to know if I should forget it and let it go, and if it was just...
Yeah, chalk it up to one great night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I just need to know.
All right, we're going to play a song, come right back, and then call him and get your second date update, all right?
Awesome.
Okay, just hang on line for like 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Today's second dater, Anna, is on the phone with us. Anna emailed us and said that she met a guy at a friend's going away party. They had a beautiful 4-hour hangout. They even kissed a little bit and had a great time. And then he left and was never to be heard from again. Anna, are you ready to call him?
I am.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no turning back now.
Okay. If you had to prepare yourself for the worst response, what would that be?
That he's married. I don't know.
Ooh.
That one's pretty bad.
That'd be pretty bad.
That'd
yeah.
be pretty spicy.
Because there's nothing you can think of that you did. Nothing.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too nice. I don't know. Or
you're too
yeah.
pretty.
That's a problem. I reject you know, girls all the time because they're too nice. I'm
I will
like, sorry.
Say that. Sometimes when I meet a really sweet girl and I talk to her, I'm just like, I'm going to ruin you. So maybe I shouldn't. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, I'm just going to hurt you. I don't want you to be around
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're too sweet.
I have a feeling she's not talking about a guy like you if he played board games with her all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not play board games. All right, we're going to call him right now, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Is James there?
Yeah, that's me.
James, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5. You got a second?
Yeah. What's going on?
I was calling you because I wanted to talk to you about something. Have you heard our show before?
I've heard Winbrook's Bucks. You know, I've been in the car and I've heard Winbrook's Bucks before. But...
All right. So you normally listen around like 8:50-ish.
Yeah, that's usually when I'm in the car.
Okay. Have you heard anything about the second date updates or ever heard one of the second date updates?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me tell you what that is. Let's say you go out on a date with someone and you blow them off and you don't get back to mm-hmm. them. They end up emailing us to call you to find out why.
Okay.
So somebody emailed us about you.
Could you be a little more specific?
I can be. You went to a going away party for some friends a little while ago, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember meeting a girl named Anna there?
Anna, yeah, okay. I remember Anna.
Anna emailed us and wanted to know why you won't call her back or haven't texted her or anything after meeting up with her. She said that you guys had a really good time that night and she was really hoping for a second date and then never heard anything from you.
Really?
Yeah, is there a specific reason why?
Well, I'm kind of surprised, actually. This is kind of catching me off guard.
Really? What?
I really didn't think she was interested in me.
Well, you guys, like, made out and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like we were getting along really well, and we were kissing and stuff. But then, toward the end of the night, she was kind of flirting with a good friend of mine. Mm. And I thought she was kind of into him.
Oh, really?
She was kind of giving, like, those nonverbal cues. Like, she was touching his shoulder and, like, kind of laughing and flirting and all that kind of stuff. So,
hey, James?
You know, yeah?
Anna's actually on the phone with us right now. Anna?
Hi.
Sorry, I maybe should have told you that at the beginning.
Hi.
Anna, was he your second choice of the evening?
No, I would never. I think I was just trying to be nice to him to get in good with James. I was definitely not interested in your friend at all.
James, how was she flirting with the other guy to make you feel like she wasn't interested if you guys were making out and stuff?
Well, she was like, you know, touching him on the shoulder, and she was like laughing at all of his jokes, and I thought that, like, at the end of the night when she asked me for my number, that she was really trying to, like, get to him through me.
Oh, my gosh, no, I'm so sorry. No, no, I was definitely just trying to be nice to him to get in good with you. I'm so sorry, I feel so stupid now.
Do you believe her, James?
I really didn't think I was misreading this. I mean, she was, like, tossing her hair back with her hand. She was laughing. Just doing a lot of body language stuff and just a lot of stuff.
I don't even remember doing that.
Are you kind of a flirty girl, Anna? I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean, like, you know, I talk to, well, pretty much any girl that talks to me, I think, wants me. But but you talk to some girls sometimes that are so friendly, and you're like, I know she's flirting with me, when she's really not. She's just kind of like that.
I think like there's so many negative people in the world that I try to be as positive and kind and nice to people all day long. So like, that could probably be construed as flirting.
But you can kind of see where James is coming from, because some guys can take that the wrong way.
But she didn't do anything that crossed the line. Like, James, did you see her do anything besides, like, flip her hair, which can be an—I mean, maybe her hair was just in her way. I don't know.
You know, it was that. It was, like, the way she, you know, she kept kind of making it a point to, like, touch in and stuff. And I feel like that usually you do when you're, like, into somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, like, beyond just flirting.
I mean, I completely understand where you're coming from with that, because I've always had a couple girlfriends that always end up, you know, having the guy want to date them when we go out, and it's hard. Mm-hmm. I disliked you so much because I felt like you were the same kind of kind person that I am, and that you were actually not, you know, just looking to hook up like I feel like everybody is, and we actually had a lot of fun doing, you know, playing board games and being stupid. And
plus, his friend was hot, right?
Always got a backup plan.
Good company.
We will send you guys out on a second date. We will pay for it if you'll go out with Anna again. Do you want to go out on a second date with Anna?
I mean, maybe she's serious about wanting to get together again if she went to the trouble of contacting you guys. So, right, you know, maybe it's worth giving it a shot.
Was that a yes?
Yeah.
Yes!
You're such a Seattle boy, James. You really are.
And Anna, you want to go out again, right?
Yes, but only if he really wants to go.
He won't bring his friend along.
I was going to say the opposite. It's a triple date. Your friend has to go.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.